Late one afternoon, as heat rippled off the desert floor, I left the barn and headed over to help Mom in the garden. She devoted an entire acre to vegetables, and once the harvest began, she would be canning the rest of the summer. We pulled up beets and weeded around the green beans. She replanted radishes, while I replanted carrots. From time to time, we both stole glances upward at the jets chasing each other in the sky over our big hay barn. Air Force pilots from Holloman Air Force Base were training in T-38s, those sleek white jets with the tiny wings and pointy noses. They chased each other, racing straight up, pirouetting and hanging in space, then pointed their noses downward, accelerating toward the ground, only to loop around and soar again into the sky. They chased each other, but never quite tagged each other. "That's what I want to do," I said to my mom. I can still picture her that day, wearing walking shorts and a pressed lavender shirt. With her hazel eyes and curled dark hair, she was striking even when she was working in the garden. She wiped the sweat from her brow and shook her head. She was as practical as she was pretty. "Tammy Jo, those people are smart." She motioned toward the sky. "Besides, you can't fly. You have cavities." Cavities? What did teeth have to do with flying? As I pondered this unexpected objection, she returned to pulling weeds. I was a good student, so I knew Mom didn't mean I wasn't smart. She was only saying that military flight school was a challenging environment. To me, that was no problem. If I wasn't as smart as the next guy, I would study until I was. It wasn't the first time she'd been realistic with me about my future. My parents never told me, as kids are often told today, that I could do anything I wanted to do in life. They were too sensible to say anything that would ring so hollow. As a seventh grader, I had shared with Mom my dream of becoming a racehorse jockey. Without hesitation, she said, "No, Tammy Jo, you're 5'7" and growing. You're too tall to be a jockey. Move on to something you can do. Jockeying is not it." Even then, I saw the wisdom in her words. Life was too short to follow the paths of greeting card sentiments, of dreams that could never feasibly unfold. "You can't do everything," she said. "Choose what you can do and do it well. There's joy in a job well done." She assured me I had lots of opportunities ahead of me. "Anything worthwhile," Mom added, "takes work." A few days later, when Mom and Dad were together at the dinner table, I casually brought up the question of cavities. It came out that Mom thought they could explode at high altitudes. She gave a shrug and sent the question to Dad. Dad set down his fork and took a long sip of his coffee, bypassing the cavity issue as if he understood my greater unspoken question, "Can I become a pilot?" One of the virtues I appreciate about my parents, especially after becoming a parent myself, is the balance they kept in our lives, making sure part of each day was our own. It takes time to think, even more to transform dreams into quests. I knew Mom and Dad were both rooting for me. Their opportunities in life had been fairly narrow, and I knew they were doing all they could to open up more opportunities for us kids. Reality would have its say without too much coaching on their part. Besides, I'm sure they were thinking that several years still stood between me and the start of any career. What kid doesn't change your mind a few times along the way? That night at the table...